Welcome back to another episode of the Strength to Endure podcast. This is episode number 5. While this is episode number 5, this is going to be episode number 1 of the new series that we're going to be having in the Strength to Endure podcast called Optimizing Your Engine. And in the first episode of the Optimizing Your Engine series that we're going to be doing, we're talking about running. More specifically, we break down how to run longer and how to run faster. Whether you're somebody that's just starting to run and just wants to train for a 5K or a 10K, or if you're somebody that's trying to train for an Ironman or a half Ironman, the information that we discuss in this podcast can be applied to your training. So without further ado, this is episode number 5 of the Strength to Endure podcast. All right, everybody.
What's the weather like there?
The weather, dude, it's raining. Today was like the first day of rain that we had in San Diego. Well, I should say like the second day of rain that we've had in San Diego for the entire year. And it's December 28th. So I'm like, man, I really should be, I'm blessed, you know, I'm blessed. Anyways, everybody, welcome back to episode number 5 of the Strength to Endure podcast. Wait, is this number 5? I have to double check that real quick.
This is number 5.
It is number 5.
Lasted this long.
Oh man, we've got 5 episodes. Well, soon to be 5 episodes under our belt. Hopefully you guys are having a great day whenever you guys are listening to this episode of the Strength to Endure podcast. Well, let's just get it out of the way first. This is Harry's topic. For the week, and I'm actually really excited to dive into this a little bit more because I've gotten a lot of questions from people about this particular thing, and I'm actually really curious to hear about Harry's perspective on how he's able to run like he's able to run, because he's a beast. He is a beast. I mean, who else do you know that can run for how long did you run straight? What was it? 18 hours?
Yeah, I did the 100K run, which sucked. That sucked. But my sort of claim to fame is being able to just run fast and hold
very, very fast, like fucking fast.
A long period of time. But that's what I wanted to talk about today is some really good quality sessions that I do, but what people can take away and then coordinate into their own training, mm-hmm. and how they can adapt their fitness, and they can transition from both either wanting to do endurance sports or wanting to move up from, say, your sort of shorter runs into some long course stuff. So basically, I'm going to jump straight into it.
Let's do it. We need to know your secret, Harry. Because
need my secret.
Your what's the guy at Flash? The dude that runs Flash Gordon, yeah, he's super fast.
Yeah, I'm also a huge, big tank, blonde haired German guy as well.
If only you guys can see what I see right now.
All right, so basically, the rule of thumb, and everyone may have heard it, but it's purely just consistency. Is doing the same thing bit better every time. People always have this misconception that you need to run fast all the time. Every run you do, you've got to go hard. You've got to smash yourself. You've got to kill yourself, which is no, you don't. I mean, I'm a little bit guilty. I have a tendency to do my easy runs a bit faster than what I've been told to. But I will then run to heart rate, where I keep my heart rate low. And if it means that I can run a little bit faster, so be it.
So yeah. Yeah. I think heart rate's a huge indicator for me. It's like, as like, I don't even need to look at my pace on my watch. I already know, based on my heart rate, how hard I'm pushing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good sign. And it's also due to weather as well. Like, if it's a lot more hot outside, so here in Australia, it's summer. So I've got to sort of dial it down a bit because it's a lot more hot. So my heart rate will elevate a lot quicker than it would during the colder months. But let's just say, basically, I'll give you a basic rundown on my running week. Usually, my Mondays is a pure strength pure strength day. So really go to the gym, just do some active recovery, bit of leg day. I don't really do much strength work in the sense that lifting heaps heavy, low repetitions, high weight. My stuff is more, you know, single leg deadlifts, but, you know, with a small amount of weight, but, you know, 15, 20 reps. And then maybe just an easy run in the afternoon, 30 minutes, nothing flash. It's, once again, just about that consistency and keeping your legs used to hitting the ground, you know, several thousand times.
Right.
No fast pace. You should be doing two fast sessions, so two hard sessions in a week. So my hard sessions are a Tuesday and a Thursday. So for argument's sake, on a Tuesday, I'll have a track session. And the best sessions you can do to get faster is intervals, 1K intervals or 800 meter intervals, which effectively is two laps of a 400 meter track. And you'll sort of, depending on if you're training for a half Ironman or an Ironman, we'll go with Ironman. So you'll want to be doing your 1K repetitions at your goal 10 kilometer pace. So if your goal 10 kilometer pace in, I'm not too sure in miles, but in kilometers per hour, if you want to be able to do about a, you know, a 3 minute 40 per kilometer pace, I'm sure Eric's quick math can figure that one out.
You're very much mistaken. My quick math cannot figure that out. I'm still trying to figure out this kilometers, man. Kilometers to miles.
We can Google it later and break it all down.
Yeah, well, I mean, and everybody listening, it's kind of one of those things where I feel like a lot of people will be able to, if you truly want to, to really understand what Harry is saying right now, because Harry's genuinely knows what he's talking about, you know, and he is giving you advice to that will tremendously improve your pace. Right. Like there's, and it'll make a huge difference. So if you really want to get faster, apply this stuff, look up the calculations, the conversions for kilometers to miles.
I mean, what I can do is instead of going by pace, we'll go by heart rate. Because at least a lot of people may not know their pace yet, either whether getting into it. So we'll go by heart rate. And you sort of, your 10K pace should be around about what they call your threshold, which is about 80 to 85% of your maximum heart rate. So if your maximum heart rate's 180 beats per minute, you sort of want to be sitting around about that, you know, 165, 170, 175 mark for your entire effort.
Yeah, and you can figure out your max. You can figure out all of your numbers basically by there's a conversion. I believe it's like 220 minus your age, and then you basically just take that percentage, like Harry just said, like 85% of that number. I could be wrong on the 220, but I believe it's 220, and you just basically take the percentage of that.
That's actually really good. That's a great rule of thumb. Some people might have a lower heart rate because they might have a heart condition or something, or whatever, or their fitness, they just might not be adequate enough or whatever. But you want to be running to that higher heart rate for your repetition. So for argument's sake, on a Tuesday, we may do 6 to 8 1 kilometer reps with a 90 second standing recovery. So you want to run, you know, your 10K pace for 1 kilometer and then just completely stop, whether you come to a complete stop or what they call a float, which is just a really, really light jog, just to keep that momentum going. And then bang, 90 seconds, you go again and you go hard again. And it's just that keeping that consistency. One thing people fail to do is your warm-ups and your cool-downs. Where you need to do, that's how you get injured, is by not doing these things. Instantly walking out of your house on cold legs and just sprinting, no good. You know, your ligaments and your muscles, your tendons, they're like rubber bands. They expand as they get hotter.
That's a great point.
You need to warm up that muscle in order for it to expand a lot more. And that's why it's so imperative when you finished your run, you do your strides, which is allow yourself, you know, a good 4 or 5 minutes of, you know, long leaps, you know, so you do maybe six aside, so 12 steps, but long, long leaps just to open up your groin, your VMO, your quads, your hamstrings, your glutes, just to open everything out, and then a subtle walk and then a subtle jog just to cool yourself down. But you will severely improve just by doing those two little sessions. But then incorporating, it's okay to run slow. It's not about how fast you go. It's just, as I said, it's that consistency.
That was maybe my next segue into that, because I mean, like a lot of people, from what I've seen, people have asked me particularly is not necessarily about how to run faster. Granted, I do see that a lot from people, but how to actually run longer. And that's what I was going to ask you next, what you would advise to those people.
Yeah. So to run longer, people can like, and once again, I've been asked too, how do I run longer? I went out and ran 15 cows and now I've got a broken foot. It's not something that just happens overnight.
Definitely.
You need to build up. Eric didn't get to be a very great and competitive eater overnight. It's taken countless years and practice.
And lots of stomach aches.
Lots. Just look at him after the 70,000 calorie challenge.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. And then eating Mr. Beast burgers. Yeah. Serious. You're a disgrace.
That's right. I do get that a lot.
But it's something you need to do. The rule of thumb, which is a 10% a week. 10% every week.
I'd agree with running, that for sure.
If you're running 10 kilometers 1 week, run 11 kilometers the next week. But just increments. And then if you're really struggling, I said to a person who reached out to me earlier on in the week, I said, break your runs down into twice a day. If you want to run 20 kilometers in one day, run 10 kilometers in the morning, 10 kilometers in the evening. You don't need to smash out 20 straight away. Build up to it. Do 10 in the morning, 10 in the evening, or 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon. Allow your body to recover, which is how you get better. You're tearing these muscle fibers a lot. You need to let them repair and get stronger. So to answer the question of how to be able to run longer, little bits, 10%. Do your stretches, do your strength work, do your calf raises on the edge of a bed, and make it fun. You know, when you're brushing your teeth, just stand there, do some calf raises. See how many you can do while you're brushing your teeth. Put food in the microwave, do some calf raises, do some body weight squats. These little things, you will notice how much stronger you become and how fitter you will actually become just by incrementing these little techniques and little exercises in your day-to-day routines.
Yeah, I totally agree with all of that too. I think a big piece of the equation really for me was actually with running, because I've always hated running. Always.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a kid. I realized that 90% of it for me, I've always had really the fitness part down for the most part with running, but it was the mental aspect to it. We actually got a great question in the Strength to Endure podcast email, I believe, and we need to make a Q&A episode for sure.
Yeah,
this person asked, I believe it was Lauren. Lauren asked, that was something that she had asked, like she was on that 10 mile, you know, she'd get to 10 miles and just be like, I can't run. I just can't break that 11 mile. Like I can't convince my mind to that, to get over that hump, you know? And so, I guess like everybody has their own strategies, you know, like for me as to what I think about versus, you know, for you, Harry, what you think about and how you handle things. So like, what would you say is your like mentality when you run?
So I'm a bit of a, and you and I are a bit of a different case because we're deranged.
Very deranged.
We can live with our demons. But someone who wants to run far, join a run club. Join a run group, run with like-minded people who are in the same position with you. You will be amazed what you will achieve. I run track with track runners because I know they're going to push me to my limit, but I can run, I can give that extra 10% when I need to because I know they're fast and my ego won't let me drop them. Yeah, I have to hang on.
Yeah.
Same with running long course. If you want to run long distance, grab a friend or join a run club and run with people because you'll be chatting away, you'll be running, talking about anything and everything. And that's, and you will genuinely make some, I've made some great friends through running because you've got nothing else to talk about. So talk about deep stuff, stuff that's, that you can converse with. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you've run 10 miles, 11 miles, till you go far out. We've just run this far. It's all about that distraction. And a lot of people might use music. I don't necessarily listen to music when I run because for me, I see it as therapeutic, is to just feel the wind, you know, listen to my feet hitting the floor, focusing on my form. That's how I do it. But another good one to do, if you can't run, because I know in the US, you guys are a little bit going through a bit of a tough time with COVID at the moment. If you wanted to run solo, I've also said to someone who reached out to us is notice things. When you go out for a run, just notice things. Notice a new building that's going up. You know, if you said, oh, you look, there was a new house that I saw that I really liked, I might just run there and have a little look, or notice your neighbor's new car, notice a coffee shop opening, just notice your surroundings and who cares how fast you go. Just run for the fun of it. Run because you want to explore versus I've got to run to get fit.
Yeah, that is that's a fantastic point to make too, is like, if you are running and you're trying to actually run long distance, the worst possible thing that you can do is to focus on how many miles you've run, how much you have left, all of these other like really like just these things that are just, they're just going to make your mind, you're just going to fuck yourself basically.
Yeah, mentally. Absolutely.
Like you're just not going to, and you're not like, that's not going to make the process any better at all.
It won't. It'll make it worse. You'll actually run slower and shorter because you'll give up.
Yeah.
When I, you'll give up. You'll want to give up.
When I run my long distances, like when I did 32, that was the longest I've ever ran. It was like 4 hours and I think like 30 minutes. I just dropped my pace. And I've been outside every day this year, and I just have spent so much time outside that I know just by looking at the position of the sun how many, like, where, what my time is, and how, like, I literally, that's just it. Like, I don't even need to even look at my watch. And so when I do, if I do need to, like, know my pace, my eyes don't even, I know my, like, I don't even look at the mileage part of, like, cause you can't like have it not show. So I just conditioned my eyes to look at the pace, and the pace thankfully is like a huge number as is in comparison to the mileage. But I just found that like when I don't know the mileage and I just run and I just don't focus on any of that stuff, I'm good.
That's running to feel. That's what you need to do. Run to feel. If you feel fast, fucking run fast. If you feel slow and heavy and lethargic, run slow. Walk. There's nothing wrong with walking. Walking is phenomenal.
Yeah, walking.
It's
fantastic.
Great strength building. Yeah. Yeah. People really underestimate how good walking actually is. It's low impact, but still that momentum of moving forward, creating the, you know, strength, stretching your muscle fibers in your legs. It's fantastic. It is really, really, really good.
Yeah, and like we've Harry started talking about more of like a Ironman to half Ironman or whatever it is type of, you know, protocol. But like this, all of this information really can apply to anybody, whether you're training for an Ironman or you're training for a marathon or a half marathon or a 10K or a 5K. It really just doesn't matter because all of this stuff really is mental. It's really all it is. And that other physical stuff that we talked about too is stuff that you can apply whether you are training for any of those things. It really just doesn't matter at all. It's running, and running is just one of those things that like, I feel like if you walked up to somebody on the street and you were just like, hey, like some completely random person, you're just like, hey, do you like running? nine times out of 10, they'd be like, fuck no, I hate running.
Yeah, no,
like
that, right.
That's just the average person. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I feel like this, and this is, like I said earlier, like this is just something that I'm constantly, you know, having people ask me, just because I ran my first official marathon in January. And I was doing some, like, going over my numbers for this year because it's the end of the year. And I did my first official marathon this year. And I've done 3 ultras and 6 additional marathons throughout this year. And I remember I started this year hating to fucking run. It was horrible. And I just found that it's so therapeutic for me. Like, Harry and I are completely opposite. Like, I cannot run fast to save my fucking life, but I can run.
But you can run long.
Exactly. That's it. And that's what I like now, you know? And so, whether you want to run fast or whether you want to run longer, definitely, you know, apply a lot of the things that we've talked about here.
So you need to take away from anything we've said is consistency is key. Whether it's fast or slow, and 2 hard sessions a week is all you need, whether it's split. So one day, Monday and Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, whatever it is, 2 hard sessions a week, the rest is all easy.
Yep.
All easy. And obviously, then you'll have your 1 long run on the weekends or whenever. But other than that, you do not need to go fast all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy if you guys like this type of stuff. I'm happy to talk more in depth about some good workouts you can do to improve your running. If you want to start talking about having how to run with efficiency and running form, I'm more than happy to delve into that. That's something that I suffered with, and a lot of people really do, once again, underestimate how important that it is to run with efficiency and with correct run form. Because if you don't, you'll get injured.
Yeah, fun fact about exactly what Harry just said. Like, the night before I ran my first 30-mile run, I remember waking up and just seeing one of his texts. He's just like, hey, dude, because I posted on my Instagram the night before that I was going to try to do it. He's like, make sure you do this and this and this. And he had this L shape with my arms. And I swear, just that little tweak and that mental cue made the biggest difference that day. And I was like, hell yes, dude. So it really matters. It really does.
It really, and the thing is, there's a lot of people, they might have been running for 10 years and they might have developed this way to run, which may look stupid, but it works for them. But a small tweak, like Eric just said, having a pivot in your arm and then using your arm as like a pendulum going up and down, well, a little slogan is socket to pocket. Your wrist to your socket, up to your pocket of your shoulder pocket, up and down, socket to pocket. Remembering those little things, and you'll go far out. I'm heart rate's the same, but I'm running so much faster, or my heart rate's lower. My heart rate's higher, but I'm just sprinting, or I'm going longer. I'll be able to run a lot longer than I normally would because you're running with efficiency, rather than turning on muscle groups that you don't need to be turning on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you like that, I'm happy to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to see if anybody, if you guys enjoy these podcasts, nice. Harry's flexing those abs over here. leanest dude ever right now, seriously. If you guys want ab motivation, go follow Harry's Instagram for sure. There you go.
Foodie. We should make a home video when you come to Australia. Oh boy,
one day.
I said to Eric, I will pay for you to come to Australia. You.
I'm not gonna let him do that. I'm not gonna let him do that.
He will. We'll create a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, right. Yeah, one of these days, I would love to. I'd love to come over there and you know, we could do some.
Hey, I'm just doing it for your own safety, dude. COVID sucks over there.
Yeah, it is what it is, but. But yeah, anyways, we hope you guys have enjoyed this one. This is what we're going to be, hopefully we can do another optimizing your engine,
that's series.
So if you guys like this, be sure to let us know. And, we also need to do a Q&A episode. So we'll be doing that, either next week or the week after, we'll figure out a way to do all that. But, anything else you wanted to touch on, Harry, before we sign off?
Oh, I noticed we've got some really good feedback and reviews on our podcast, which is amazing. Yeah, like, thank you so much, guys. as I said, each week we're doing this because I love talking to Eric.
Of course, obviously.
But it's also good to just reach out to a fellow mate, even though he's, you know, 15,000 kilometres away. It's good to make sure, touching with a friend, making sure he's all good. But we're glad that you guys can listen.
Yeah, I should have been better with the reviews, because we definitely have got a lot of...
You have been a little bit busy, I'm not going to lie.
A little bit. We'll definitely have to give you all great, you know, shout-outs in the next podcast for sure. But we appreciate you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Strength to Endure podcast, and we'll see you guys next week.
You guys soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Strength to Endure podcast. We really hope you all enjoyed this episode. As we mentioned, it would be great if you guys could leave us a review on the iTunes store. It really helps the podcast out and it helps us grow. And as we also mentioned, we're going to actually be doing a episode in the future where we give you guys some shout outs, answer some questions, and do all of that. So like we said, if you could leave a review on the iTunes store, if you guys are listening on iTunes, it would be great. Thanks for listening, and we will see you all in next week's episode.